Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Radio friends, I've got my wonderful friend with us, Kathy Salter, today, and you're all excited about a show at Boone County Historical Society and a special event. What is it? June the 8th, Friday.
Yes, I am so excited about being part of the Montminy Art Gallery Committee and the various shows that we have been bringing to the museum.
Tell us about the Montminy Art Gallery.
Montminy Art Gallery is a repository of the works of Tracy Montminy and her husband, Pierre Montminy. And they had no children. They believed in local artists, and they left money for an art gallery to be added to the Boone County Historical Society, and they left their collection of their own artwork. And we now have a Montminy Art Gallery Committee, and one of our shows every year is dedicated to a local artist recognizing their work. And we had the Robert Bussebarger retrospective that began our shows this year. And the current show is for a Missouri artist who has won the Governor's Award and this year won the 2012 Best Individual Artist in Missouri. And he has become known as Missouri's artist, you know, sort of like Thomas Hart Benton was Missouri's artist. He has painted in every county of Missouri, and for that collection, which was 115 paintings, there are 114 Missouri counties, plus he did one of St. Louis County. They are all in this beautiful book that won an award 3 years ago.
It's called Painting Missouri.
The counties plein air, meaning he painted an outdoor painting in each of the counties. Some are in winter, some are in summer, like the one you see of the hay bales.
Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows and then Radio Friends, and watch the vodcast of this. Now, where's the Boone County one? Can you find the Boone County one?
It's right next to you in the chair.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me hold this up.
It's actually just 5 miles from where my husband Kit and I live.
Okay.
It is in Wilton, Missouri.
Okay.
Which is part of Boone County, right along the river. And he was painting with a group of artists there a few years ago, and he saw this teepee.
Oh, this is a beautiful picture.
And he painted it in snow in the winter, and they lit a little light inside so you could see. There's no signs of modernity there.
No.
So, you know, it looks like it could have been 200 years ago.
Exactly. So go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then watch the vodcast of this, and you'll see what we're talking about, because it is a beautiful painting. Then we have another painting in... I'm going to hold this one up. Take a look at it.
One of the women on the Montminy Art Committee is Sabra Tolmeyer, who is a renowned sculptor in Boone County, and she has done a number of the busts of famous Missourians in the Capitol building, and she was the sculptor who got the commission for the Lewis and Clark Memorial sculpture that is in Jefferson City between the Governor's Mansion and the Capitol
and
building.
And this is a painting of
it is an oil painting he did for her because she so loved these figures that she painted that, you know, the day she had to drive home and leave them there by themselves.
Oh, it was like she was leaving part of her family.
So we asked Billy O if he would do a painting of the setting for her, and we presented it to her at a surprise event at the Boone County Historical Society. So that was a special one that he did.
Yes.
But we have his 115 oils that are absolutely, it's like walking into the state. You look around and the whole state surrounds you.
And they're all on display in one location.
They're all on display at the Montminy Art Gallery. And we have a reception for Billio, the mm-hmm. artist, in 2 days, mm-hmm. on June the 8th, Friday, June the 8th,
okay.
from 5:30 to 7:30. It is open to the public. We will have wonderful refreshments
okay.
and homemade goodies and right, wine. And
everybody is invited to attend, Mark, and you can take a tour of the entire state. You go into every county in the state.
It's fabulous. It is absolutely fabulous. And he is a wonderful person. He is very personable. And he's a dedicated teacher. And part of what's happening this weekend is there are 8 people who signed up to take a beginning painting class with Billio. I am one of them.
I knew you would be one of them.
And there are several other people my same age or about to get there who are taking a leap of faith. And
will we see a Salter alt art gallery at one point?
It's at my home. You'll have to come there.
Don't think we'll see it at the Boone County.
It's sort of in the spirit of this wonderful movie, the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, mm-hmm. That is currently at Ragtag. You know, life is an adventure.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And you are part, Kathy, you were part of that adventure. I'm always amazed when I talk to you and I read your columns because you have so much joy and so much energy that you share with all of us. Your writing is beautiful.
Thank you.
And I've seen just a little bit of your artwork at your house on the easel.
Yes, my Monet. My Monet water lilies.
And you you went to Italy last year and you painted.
In 2010, it was
that
actually
2 years ago?
It was actually after we had Billio's show for a short time. Right after the paintings first came out, he stayed with us, and he showed me a picture of a place in Tuscany where he does periodic workshops. He mm-hmm. had done 6 of them to date, and I looked at it, and I could see myself there.
And you were there, and you did the
work. By darn, in May of 2010, Kit and I got on an airplane, and just like the people in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, except the place that was waiting for us in Tuscany was way better than what the pensioners found when they got to Jaipur.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming by. Mark it on your calendar. Go to the reception this coming Friday evening at the Boone County Historical.
5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. All right.
We will be there. Billio will be there. And don't miss it.
All right. Kathy Salter, and
must come too.
Tell your husband hi for me also.
I will.
Delightful people.
He will be there.
Okay, and I enjoy your column.
Thank you. Yeah. And I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Okay. Kind of patting each other on the back here. Tomorrow, the food bank for Central Missouri and Northeast Missouri is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program, yes, you can watch it or listen to it again. Go to KBIA.org, sign up for a free podcast or a podcast.
Hello, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, Nico!
In Madrid.